I'm joined now by Barry McCluskey. Barry is a blind golfer from Scotland who won the US Blind Golf Open Championship in 2018. A fantastic achievement, especially when you consider he'd only been playing for around a year. And to top off a fantastic few years for Barry, he was part of the European side, which won the recent Vision Cup in Dublin. So first of all, Barry, congratulations.
Thanks, Barry. Thanks very much.
So the last time you were on the show, Barry, we were talking about your win in America. How did this one compare?
Well, it's a wee bit different because it was a team event rather than an individual. You know, you've got to be looking out for your teammates as well, but winning's always good to get in the bag, and, you know, whether it be a team event, whether it be an individual event, it's always good to win.
Explain how this tournament works. I understand it's a bit like the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, that's correct. It's the Ryder Cup, so it's the rest of the world versus North America, which includes America and Canada. So it's the 12 elite blind golfers from Canada and America and the North American team, and 12 elite golfers from the rest of the world. So you're competing against the best blind golfers in the world.
And it was a bit of a comprehensive victory in the end.
It was in the end. You know, we got off to a really good start in the doubles on the Tuesday and the Wednesday. After the doubles, we were 7-4 up, so we only needed 5 out of the 12 points on the singles day and the Thursday, and we managed to get them and a bit more.
And you hit the winning shot.
Yeah, that's correct. I was number 5 out in the singles, and the first 4 guys had won, but I didn't know this at the time, but I sunk the putt on the last to win my game, and then the team captain came over and told me that that was the point that had secured us the victory.
It's been a whirlwind couple of years for you.
It has, Barry, yeah. I mean, to be registered blind and be on a downer in January 2018 to... you know, in April this year, going to win the US Open and then winning this event. You know what I mean? It's just been fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Blind golf's been a revelation for me.
Now, you said to me off air when we were chatting that this event was professionally ran and you were all very well looked after. Can you talk a wee bit about that, please?
Yeah, Vision Sports Ireland, they had, you know, kind of set up the tournament along with the, you know, International Blind Golf Association, and the RNA got involved, and you know, the local council and the local community over in Dublin, they all got involved, and it was just so professionally ran. It was unbelievable. You were treated like an absolute god, you know, people looking out for you, people out on the course watching you, they're feeding you, you know, they're looking after you and everything that you do. It was just a phenomenal event.
It's got to be that when that's the case and everything's taken care of, it can allow you to concentrate on the golf.
Of course it is, yeah. You know, all you've got to do is get yourself to the practice area and then get yourself onto the first tee. You know, we had the added bonus of the captain from the RNA introducing us onto the first tee in the last day. And, you know, all these wee things just make it so much more professional for us.
And the organisers also arranged for you to meet up with local visually impaired children to teach them the basics of golf.
They bust us down to the driving range and... you know, the visually impaired kids come in and, you know, we spent some time with them, just showing them how we play golf and, you know, and letting them have a wee shot at our clubs and having a shot at the driving range and stuff. They're the future of blind golf, so we need to try and encourage them as much as we can. And it was a great experience, you know, to see the smile on their faces when they're actually striking the ball.
Is that something you'd like to do a bit more of?
I would love to do a bit more of it. You know, I've got a bit of contact with my local school that I actually stay near, who has a visual impairment unit. So I have been in there and spoke to the kids in there, and the school seemed really interested in, you know, taking that relationship a wee bit further so that we can actually get the kids up and running playing golf. My dream would be to open my own visually impaired golf academy for young people.
These events seem to be coming thick and fast. What's next for you?
So the next event for me is the 21st of July. I'm down in Chester playing in the British Open. So that's the next one for me. As soon as the golf season kicks in April, the events seem to come thick and fast, and you've got to be, you know, on your toes and get the practice in to compete at these things.
Is this something you would like to do full-time?
I would love to do it full-time. You know, there's so many tournaments that I could attend if I had the backing. You know, there's the events right up through September, October, over in Australia, Canada and things like that, and I just don't have the financial backing to get there, and you know, it would be an absolute dream to give up my job and take this up full time.
If anyone's inspired by your story, Barry, and fancies giving blind golf a go, where can they go to find out more information?
As I've said before, you know, more information is the International Blind Golf Association online, and you've also got the Scottish Blind Golf Society. All the information's on there that you need. And also, I have my own website, Barry McCluskey Blind Golfer. So all my details are on there as well. So if anybody has any questions or anything they would like to know about blind golf, please get in contact with myself or anybody from Scottish Blind Golf, and we'll happily help you as much as we can.
Well, congratulations again, Barry, on your success at the Vision Cup, and we wish you all the luck for the British Open when it comes.
Thanks very much, Barry. Thanks very much.